Hi, this is Stu, the good-looking half of Sip and Chew. I want to tell you about my new gig at Bellisera Gardens in Locksley, Alabama. Bellisera Gardens is 15 of the most beautiful acres on the Gulf Coast. Sculpted in the rolling hills of Baldwin County, we offer a wedding experience like no other. We have the facilities for both indoor and outdoor weddings and receptions. Oh, and the food ain't half bad either. June wedding season is just around the corner, so give us a call at 251-327-7571.
Hi, my name is Alon Shai from Shai Restaurant in New Orleans, and you're listening to Sip and Chew from Mike and Stu.
You have to listen to me today. In studio, we have a special guest, a new friend of mine that I met recently, and she's nervous as all get out. Her name is Caitlin Loran.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that just, man, that's a movie star name. But Caitlin is here today to offer all of us a perspective on what the food and bar scene is like here in our hometown of Mobile versus the real world. Caitlin is from this little town in California, how do you say it?
Angeles.
That's outside of Burbank, isn't it? Like near Oxnard?
Something like that.
Okay.
Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Caitlin has been from the big bad world out in L.A. that we here tend to look at as some kind of fictional foreign place where Klingons live.
You're absolutely glorifying it, just so you know.
But she's going to help us contrast what the L.A. experience and perception of the South is, and then we're going to look at the Mobile perception of, you know, La La Land. So we're going to run through that today. I'd give you a little background on how I met Caitlin. Our buddy Gene Fox sends me a message one day. Says he's got this good friend down on the island, you know, just moved to Saraland, trying to get her grounds. Can I give her some help? Because I used to live in Satsuma next door. So we'll start messenger. Turns out she's served. She's bartended. She's worked in the industry a long time. And I needed help for the grand opening at Bellisera Gardens. So 10 years of rust, she knocks it all off, jumps behind the bar, and just does a bang-up job. She fits right in. So, Caitlin, how the heck did you get to Mobile without going into too many details?
It's a long story.
Okay. It was a mistake. It was planned. It was happenstance.
I just came out to visit my mom for a couple weeks, and it's now been over 2 years.
Okay. What did the car break down, or did the airline go out of business so you couldn't fly back, or did you fall in love?
I just fell in love.
Okay. I've been to Los Angeles, and I think you may have seen the pictures from my trip when I was a big old boy, but I went out there with the normal perception that people that growing up in this area have is that it's crazy, everyone's rude, all of this, and ended up having a wonderful time in Los Angeles. Stayed in Hollywood. At 4 a.m., Highland Avenue is as big as Airport Boulevard at 6 p.m. It just never stops.
True story.
Yeah. And then 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Highland makes the Bayway look like an easy day. The traffic in Los Angeles, folks, is absolutely no joke. Imagine the Friday Bayway on every single street for 400 miles.
I laugh when people get road rage out here. Are you serious? This is not traffic.
Right. And when I lived in Nashville, and Nashville in the early 90s was up there with Seattle and L.A. and Atlanta in congestion, and still is, because it's growing faster than they can build them. But I had a job that was 13 miles from where I lived, and my average commute was 45 minutes one way.
Mm-hmm.
It was all interstate, bump and go. Like that. So, yeah, she doesn't really get flustered by our traffic here. She's like, oh, only a 15-minute delay? All right. But we will talk about something else that was waiting on the desk when we came in today, and I'm very happy to be holding this in my hands. It's from a good friend of ours that I've judged with. Mike knows him. I think he's Phil's cousin, he said. Malcolm Stein, who does a Facebook page called Old Mobile Trivia and another one called Old Mobile Restaurants. I'm going to hand this over to Caitlin, let her take a look at it.
We need to get him on the show.
Yeah. Malcolm is a wealth of knowledge about this city and this area, and he has just got a book that he's delivered to us called Old Mobile Trivia. I'm holding here facts, trivia, and stories about Alabama's port city. And I am really looking forward to getting into this, Malcolm. Let's see.
Few American cities. What is that?
This is a bookmark that comes with it. It says, "Few American cities can claim the rich history and culture of Mobile, Alabama. Discover the surprising facts, people, and events that have shaped the port city's colorful 300 years of existence."
Wow.
Which is very opportune that Caitlin is here. What did you know of Mobile, Alabama before you came here?
Nothing.
Okay. Despite the fact that we're about 100 years older than any city in California, Boston's probably older than Mobile. Of course, St. Augustine, St. Petersburg.
Pensacola.
Pensacola by not much, but we're...
Pensacola is older than St. Augustine.
Yeah.
That's another...
Another
battle.
Myth, yeah. Also, Caitlin, teacher for many years.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's knowledgeable. But, so Mobile is one of the oldest cities. Did you know that prior to the Louisiana Purchase, you're sitting in the capital of Louisiana?
I did not know that.
Which included two-thirds of the United States.
Very interesting.
Yeah. There was a book that I read. I forget the writer's name, but it was written in the 1920s. He was a travel writer from New York, and he wrote a book called Stars Fell on Alabama. And he said the point of the book was all of the travel writers wrote about the most exotic, beautiful places they'd ever been. And he'd been all over the world. And he said, for me, the most exotic, beautiful place is a place called Alabama. And the whole book is he starts in the very north up near Nashville, works his way all the way down and ends here in Mobile. And he said the people in Mobile are unlike anyone else, this is the 1920s, in America. In the rest of America, the roaring 20s, everyone was defined by what they did for a living. He said, Mobile, you're defined by what you do in your off time. It's how you spend your off time that makes you successful in Mobile.
Okay.
That's a pretty good philosophy.
I like that.
Yeah, it really is. And there are some other things that I've read that you may not know. There's one of the greatest writers in American civil rights history, Albert Murray. He's from Mobile. Very few people in Mobile have ever heard of it. But one of the first black officers in the Air Force, he wrote a book called Far Away to a Very Old Place about coming back to Mobile. And I read it. Charlie, you'll love this. When he was a kid, you know, he lived in Magazine Point. He would help out by busing at all the bars up and down Royal Street and Dolphin. He said, so I'd pop in the back of one club. He said, and Louis Armstrong would be on stage.
Oh, wow.
And I'd help out in the kitchen, and I'd pop into the next club, and Cab Calloway was performing. And I'd pop into the next one, and Ella Fitzgerald was performing. Folks, this is what Mobile was less than 100 years ago. It was considered the cultural capital of the New World. And Stars Fell on Alabama, the guy said, when artists came from Europe to perform in America in the New World, they were told, you haven't played America till you've played the South, and you haven't played the South until you played Mobile. So from the cultural history, and you didn't know this coming from Los Angeles, where entertainment is the king industry.
Right.
This used to be Hollywood. This used to be Nashville. This used to be Broadway. She's got a history lesson. But... So I'm glad. Flip through that book, and you know, during the commercial break, and we're going to talk to you more when we come back from the break. We're getting up on one pretty close now. And I just want to wish Bill Armbrick out there, you did it, buddy. You're going to be back soon.
Speedy recovery, yeah. And get back to work soon.
Yeah, because Mike needs some time off. But I just want to say Bill's doing good. But Charlie, I'm fixing to break your heart, buddy.
How so?
John Gibson is no longer the executive chef at Bill's by the Beach.
What happened to him?
Oh, you're going to have to wait for the commercial break.
Oh, okay. Here's some Allman Brothers.
Well, that'll soothe our souls.
Walk along the river, sweet Alabama. You just keep on flowing. Just walking down the road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Is your AC not keeping up with rising temperatures? I'm Donnie Batchelor with T. Batchelor & Son. Everyone knows somebody in the business, but will they be there when you need them? You can trust T. Batchelor & Son for reliable quality service. In business for over 30 years, we're locally owned and operated with guaranteed pricing and no surprise charges. And now through June 30th, Bryant is offering the Bryant Bonus Rebate. Bryant, whatever it takes. Call T. Batchelor & Son today. We stand behind our work. Mention this ad for a special discount. 639-9234.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? That's always the issue right now, until now. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites with just one click. Then their powerful technology efficiently matches the right people to your job better than anyone else. That's why ZipRecruiter's different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. In fact, over 80% of the jobs posted at ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. So no juggling emails or calls to your office. Simply screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. All right, so find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates for immediate results. And right now, listeners to Midday Mobile, post your job on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. All you do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/WAVH. That's ZipRecruiter/WAVH. One more time to try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/WAVH.
If you own a camper or RV, you understand how important it is to get it serviced regularly. It can mean the difference between a great weekend and a really bad one. Be ready for your trip and save during the preseason service special going on now at White Sands RV in Summerdale. Get a multi-point inspection for only $142.
That's a 20% savings.
Hurry, make your service appointment today, valid through the end of June. Call 986-3330 today or visit whitesandsrv.com. Save 20% during the preseason service special at White Sands RV in Summerdale.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Well, today on Sip and Chew, I am glad to have a friend.
I don't know where that came from.
The Time Warp. David P. has sent in.
Too much red wine.
History Day on Sip and Chew. Here's an interesting little tidbit that's food related. Back during the Civil War, junior officers from a Kentucky regiment snuck away from camp to go to the Battle House Hotel. They ran into their commanding officer walking out of the battle house when they got there, and they came up with the excuse, but they were looking to go AWOL. They were looking for AWOL soldiers. The commanding officer said, "Yeah, you're looking for AWOL oysters." It's really hard bouncing my head back and forth to read that with the mic stand in front of me. I was just talking during the break with Caitlin. We share a passion of a particular cuisine, and we know more about it than you do. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree.
Yeah. I learned traditional Mexican cooking from a good friend of mine. He's a musician in Nashville named Jerry Navarro.
Not Tex-Mex?
No, not Tex-Mex.
And different.
Yeah, I will distinguish between those because I love both of them.
Me too.
They're different variations on the same thing. Jerry was from a house that sat in Port Hueneme, and the house across the street was in Oxnard.
Okay.
If that gives you an idea of what the demographics were mm-hmm. in his part of town. Both of his parents were Mexican immigrants. And, you know, first generation, they were the ones that came across. And he taught me the way his mom cooked. So I know how to do enchiladas properly, which we'll get into it. Enchiladas really are more of a California Mex. You're not going to find them in the interior of Mexico quite as much. But you're never going to find a burrito in Mexico. You're never going to find a crunchy taco in Mexico City. But Jerry taught me the more traditional things, and he would take me to places where I had to know Spanish to order. So I am fluent in Spanish when there's a menu.
I can say dos cervezas.
That's all you need.
Dos cervezas.
And donde es baños. Taco
de lingua. I think I was just going to say that.
un taco de lengua, un taco camarón, un toras melanesa. I can order
Stop
all day.
Stop it. I need a cigarette.
You know, so, these places that we went to, and some of them were even, they were great because it wasn't just Mexican food. They ventured into Central American food with the pupusas from like Honduras. Folks, if you've never had a pupusa, it's the taco, it's the gyro, it's all of them just taken up to a new level. They are just fantastic. And in Mexican food, is very similar is the real gordita, which, you know, Taco Bell's gordita is a gyro, folks.
Basically, yeah, it is.
It's a Mexican gyro. It's not a gordito. Gordito, I believe, translates into little fat one or something similar to that. And they're not much more than about 2 or 3 inches around. And they cut it open, and then they just pack it full of stuff. Cheese and meat. Mace,
whatever.
Pork, yeah. But your background, cooking-wise, is in these foods. So just tell us how you picked this up.
Just living in the L.A. area. And
so there are a few Hispanic people out
back.
There?
Just a few.
Okay.
And also restaurants I worked in over the years. I would, you know, they would have their own secret menus in the back. And I'd come back there, hey, what do you got? And they'd, you know, show me. A lot of families worked in the kitchens where I worked. So, like, you know, the husband would be the chef and the wife would be back there, sous chef, cook, whatever. And she'd
executing.
Show me some things. And that's kind of how I picked it up. And just, I also had some babysitters that were Hispanic and learned.
So, basically, you also had, Manuela, a Hispanic grandmother. Because see, here in the South, when you meet great chefs, and you know, I can think of people like Chris Sherrill and Brody Olive and John Gibson, who we mentioned and we teased, and I'll be back to that in a minute, Charlie. Don't let me forget, because I know you love Bills by the Beach.
Mm-hmm.
If you talk to all of us, just about every one of us at some point is going to have a grandmother story. You know, mine is 5 years old. My dad, my brother and my grandfather had gone off for a day of guy stuff that I was too young for, so I'm stuck with the lady folk. I'm annoying my sisters, so my grandmother pulls me aside and shows me how to make biscuits from scratch. And so, kneaded the dough a little bit, not too much. You don't want to make them chewy, Charlie.
That's right.
You know, and so she took me through
fluffy.
That. And most of them were standard biscuit size, but mine filled an entire iron skillet. About a 4-inch one. That was my biscuit.
What's wrong with that?
Right.
It sounds amazing.
Yeah. But that was the thing my grandmother did. She said, that's your biscuit. No one will confuse yours for the rest.
Hey, my memory of Grandma was, go find me a switch, and you better make it a good one.
And then
why did you burn the biscuits?
Uh-huh.
Now, that grandmother was actually from Spokane, Washington.
Okay.
And my mother was born in Wyoming, grew up in Wyoming, Idaho, and Washington. My parents met out there. So my mother was not from the South. Her indoctrination from the Western style of cooking, not necessarily Southwestern or Hispanic, but the whole Western thing, and my dad's idea of what food was supposed to be were completely different. The divorce almost happened on the first meal. She put sugar in the cornbread. And he was like, what is this? She goes, it's cornbread. He goes, no, it's not. It's sweet. She goes, yeah, cornbread's sweet. He goes, no, corn cake is sweet. Get on the phone, call my mother, and learn how to make cornbread.
No.
And my grandmother was like, Shirley, I don't know where you learned that, but here's how it works, baby. And my mother tried it for the first time. She goes, all these years I hated cornbread because it was too sweet.
That's funny.
And she learned. But, you know, those were the kind of things. So my mother had to get a lot of what you've done since you've been here the last couple of years, learn about the South and the food of the South. There are
I'm
a lot of things we have in common that people wouldn't understand. Y'all seafood is wonderful. Our seafood is the best in the world.
I agree.
So, I mean, and that's just not us being homers down here, too. That's pretty much the consensus of chefs throughout the country. You want to serve fresh local shrimp. If I'm in L.A., I want Pacific shrimp. But if these people want to pay me for the best shrimp I can get, I'm getting Gulf shrimp. At the same time, if I'm down here and people want the best absolute crab I can get, our blue crabs are wonderful. But have you ever had a Dungeness? It's like a blue crab that weighs 6 pounds. So y'all get the nod on the crab.
Yeah.
But our blue crab's really close. So my mother had to learn the differences from the West Coast, and now Caitlin is learning the differences. So what are some of the things that have absolutely shocked you and then you fell in love with out here? And I will go ahead and say crawfish.
It's good. I haven't fallen in love with how you have to eat it. My first crawfish boil I went to, I'm like, wait, what? What do you do?
You're making out with an insect.
And everyone does it different. And I still can't quite get a handle on how to open them because everyone shows me a different way.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan.
So I just give up. After an hour of not getting any kind of meat, I'm like, okay, where's the beer? But it is delicious. If
but
someone
it
would
that
do it for
aspect,
me.
Social aspect. And yeah. You can identify with, from what I understand, I didn't get to go to one, but the block parties they have in Los Angeles, especially in the Hispanic communities like Oxnard and Port Hueneme. Charlie, it's a literal block party. They take cars on one end of the road. They take cars on the other end of the road, and everybody that lives on that street's at that party.
Uh-huh.
Everyone's got grills going. Everybody's got alcohol. Everybody's got music.
That sounds like our post-hurricane block parties.
And if you get to New Orleans, the Fête aux Deux that they have, which are the essentially a big neighborhood parties.
That was like our post-earthquake parties.
Yeah, okay. So my dad was always funny. He goes, I don't know why you want to go to California, son. And well, clearly there's something out there. There's 7.5 million people in Los Angeles. There's 150,000 in Mobile. So there's something going on. And I don't want to be out there with those earthquakes. But we have hurricane. Yeah, but we get notice.
Yes, you have a little notice.
Right. But we also get hurricanes a lot more frequently than y'all get massive earthquakes.
Right.
So
thank goodness.
Yeah, and my whole thing with him was, and Kansas has tornadoes, and Oklahoma and Missouri have Kansas, so everybody's got something they
Nowhere
have to deal with.
Safe.
Right. So, so it's a whole different atmosphere. So the crawfish, while it was foreign to you eating a bug,
right?
the whole communal atmosphere probably felt comfortable.
Right.
And familiar.
Yeah, it was definitely, gave me that old hometown feel, And I didn't even know any of these people.
You don't have to at a crawfish bowl.
Exactly. We already were best friends.
when you're sitting at a table with someone and each of you are sticking an animal's head inside your mouth, you're friends.
You're bonding, for sure.
And on the East Coast, you've got your clam bakes, where they go on the beach, stuff like that. In Hawaii, the luau, the Cuban families, they have the whole hog that they plant in the ground. And so you've got to experience now ours. And then we also have the shrimp boils, or some parts of the South call it frogmore stew, but it's shrimp, sausage, corn, potatoes. That's not half bad.
I was wondering what the heck that was. Okay.
Yeah. In the Carolinas, it's called a low country boil. In other parts of the South, it's called frogmore stew. We just call it shrimp boil. Can you say it?
Frogmore stew.
Shrimp boil.
Shrimp boil.
Did I do it right?
Yeah, frogmore stew. Close. Yeah. Before we go to this next break, David has graciously shared with me a picture of his crawfish bisque that he's working on. He has 250 stuffed crawfish heads, and he's going to fry them and finish the rest of the bisque today. He's going to send me a picture later. But
oh, yeah. Well,
can you
what
put
we
your
need
head right there, Caitlin, and take a look? There's crawfish that you don't – on this side, Caitlin.
I'm like, I don't think my head will fit
there. No, not the back of the monitor.
You don't have to peel the head. You don't have to pinch the tails. The crawfish are already out, and they're stuffed with even more good stuff.
Hey, in honor of Caitlin's appearance, this song will kind of set the mood, I think.
Yeah, all right. And magnolias,
starlight. With a hometown talent, I might add.
You do know Jimmy Buffett's from Mobile, right?
I didn't know he was from Mobile.
Yeah, I think born in Ocean Springs, grew up here. I think he went to McGill or Davidson.
That explains why I almost got attacked when I said I wasn't a Jimmy Buffett fan.
He'll grow on you like a fungus.
We lived our little drama. We kissed in a field.
great stars fell on Alabama that night. I can't forget the glamour your eyes held a tender light, and stars fell on Alabama last night.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with isolated showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms are possible, lows in the low 70s. And for Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
This is Ronan McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our DJ on Friday and Saturday nights starting at 10. Try our brilliant Blarney Burger, unforgettable Irish potato salad, homemade bread pudding, or it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. Non-smoking inside, but we have a lovely patio with big screen TVs where you can enjoy all sporting events. Every Sunday at 6 in the evening, we have a traditional Irish music session which attracts musicians from New Orleans to Seaside, Florida. Happy hour is 3 to 6 daily, so be sure to check out our website at www.mcsharries.com for specials. Come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharries Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama. You can't miss us. We're the ones with the big leprechaun over the door. 101 North Bancroft Street on the Eastern Shore. 990-5100. McSharries Irish Pub.
If you're going to be traveling, I got a note here from our friends at Harry's. Been telling you about Harry's for 2 years, usually telling you about my routine. But what about taking Harry's on the road? Very easy. I always talk about that travel blade cover. You know what? An extra Harry's as well. You can get an extra Harry's starter set. Maybe leave that at Grandma's house. Then you have to say, we got to come back and go to the beach again, Grandma, because I left my Harry's. Harry's is founded by two guys, Jeff and Andy, that were sick of overpaying for shaving and sick of spending $4 or more for blades at the drugstore. Now with Harry's, you're spending $2, and the convenience of having those blades show up at the house. And right now, your chance to get a month's worth of shaving for just $10. But you got to use my code MOBILE. Here's how it works. You'll get the starter set with the ergonomic handle and the color of your choice, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and just in time for travel blade cover. Your shipping is free. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. And how about $5 off your first purchase when you use my promo code MOBILE? Go to harrys.com right now and enter code MOBILE at checkout to claim your offer. It's harrys.com, code MOBILE. Get started with Harry's today.
Since the dawn of time, mankind has sought enlightenment, yearned to know if the earth was round, how fire worked, and why apples fell to the ground. The Cave House and Quill Pen are gone, replaced by 3-bedroom homes and cell phones, but we're still curious. That's why a great local newspaper is so important. Lagniappe Weekly is the Mobile area's newspaper, with the stories nobody has the guts or knowledge to report. Lagniappe gets to the bottom of things, providing top-notch journalism every great city deserves. No simple one-inch deep stories here, plus we're locally owned too. 30,000 papers, more than 1,200 distribution locations, and an increased circulation this year to reach even more readers in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Lagniappe, the paper that breaks the big stories with tough, thorough reporting, plus the area's best commentary, cuisine, arts, sports, and business coverage. Pick up your copy at grocery stores, businesses, drugstores, in our iconic Hideous Pink or Regal Purple boxes. In the mail for just $1 a week and online at lagniappemobile.com. Lagniappe, something extra for Mobile and Baldwin counties.
Jolene, I found a lovely young woman who would like to help us do the new Jack Green commercial. It's my niece.
You know how I feel about working with family. Is this the one that set the fire in the studio?
No, this is Sally. She has a different perspective.
Okay, so what's her unique viewpoint?
Go ahead, lovey.
I'm what you might call a high-maintenance teenager.
Oh, man, you guys are a huge financial drain.
I'm here to let all you parents know that Jack Green saved our family lots of money on our homeowner's insurance. mom's car, even my dad's midlife crisis convertible.
And all types of commercial insurance.
Jack Green saved them so much money, I can go to camp this summer. Dad said we can even start saving for college.
Well, sweetheart, you've done a fine job. Let me give you some money. You can go buy yourself something nice.
You don't have to pay me. Aunt Belle told me I could have a swimming party at your house.
A swimming party at my... She did?
Sure. She has people over all the time when you're out of town.
Really?
Thank you, Dad. Move along.
Jack Green saves you green. Call for a quote today. 344-5393.
Ask for Jack.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Chef Wesley Nevin from Solon, New Orleans, and you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
And since we're doing chef updates, Wes is no longer at Sala. John Beshbrough begged him to come back to work for him at the Broadwater Hotel. So that's not too bad when John Besh wants you back.
Where is the Broadwater?
Don't know. It's new.
It's
in New Orleans.
Okay, because yeah. I thought there was a Broadwater in Biloxi at one time.
There was, and I believe it's been rebuilt since Katrina. Mm-hmm. But there's an update for you on Wesley. He's back at back with John Besh Group, which he worked for him for 3 years. Caitlin, if you don't know John Besh, is good as anybody California has to offer.
And who is this guest we have on the show?
This is Caitlin Loran, native of California, but a transplant to Alabama. And we're going to get back into talking about some Mexican cuisine in a minute, because I know Charlie has a question for the both of us. But I teased you, Charlie. I teased you.
I've been teased before.
Yeah, but this one may have broken your heart. And that's that John Gibson is no longer at Bill's by the Beach in Gulf Shores.
Yeah, I hate that.
But he's got a huge new venture coming soon. I can't really
believe it. Well, Bill's by the Beach is still going to be a great restaurant.
Oh, and this is where I mend your heart, Charlie.
Okay.
They've hired their new executive chef, Rudy Rudolph, who's been a friend of our show since the very beginning. Rudy actually beat John in the cook-off that I'm going to be in this week last year. Just narrowly edged him out. So if the folks who are big Bills by the Beach fans are worried that John's going and the food might slip, John will be the first one to tell you, Rudy can handle it. This guy's food is fantastic. I love Rudy. He's a philanthropist first and a chef second. He has several times left really good jobs to go work nonprofit, and he's just one of the great guys out there. So Rudy, congratulations. Bills by the Beach is still going to be the place to go in Gulf Shores. And I look forward to telling everyone about John's new venture. It's not going to be too far away. And from the pictures that I've seen, Charlie, three stories of restaurant.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, three stories. John's the guy I told you about that used to run the Beachcomber in Newport Beach.
Oh, okay.
The 550-seat restaurant that he turned over two or three times on a Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah. 6 years he was out there, and it was one of the most popular of the non-hip places in L.A., of the places that L.A. people eat, not, tourists. The Beachcomber was and still is one of the top places, just huge on Newport Beach. So it's out of the tourist area. It's only locals that eat there.
Heard of it. Never ate there.
He was famous for a burger that he put a special sauce on that you couldn't get in California, and it's in every grocery store in Mobile.
And that is?
Dale's steak sauce.
Okay.
I love Dale's.
Yeah. And then he had another secret, Charlie. He'd have his sister ship him Kaneka sausage out there.
Can't beat that.
Have you had Kaneka yet?
Yes, and I'd never heard of it till I moved here.
And it's a reflection, and California really is important in this movement, of that going back to our basics thing. You know, California, with Alice Waters and Jonathan Waxman and the chefs out there in the early 70s that got the whole, what we now refer to as farm-to-table movement going, was just going back to our roots. Sean Brock in Charleston and Nashville, he's made his career off his grandmother's recipes, basically. And that's what Kaneka is. This is a 50, 60-year-old family recipe and a family approach, and the family still owns it. And that's why you haven't heard of it in California, because they know that if they go national, they lose their product.
Hey, I want to ask you a question, and I'll bet you don't know the answer.
Well, good. That's a good question to ask.
I know, without any preparation or anything, one of the things I like about Dale's, besides what it does to the meat, mm-hmm. is the fact you don't have to marinate for hours and hours.
Right. And
it's because of the high salt concentration. You basically just put it in there and flip it over and get it on and
it technically would fall more as a brine than a marinade with that because you've got a high salt concentrate. You've got a lot of sugar.
Gets into the
salt,
meat quick.
The salt pulls the moisture out of the meat.
Mm-hmm.
The sugar then absorbs every bit of your flavoring back into where that liquid was. That's
well,
what a brine
is. You did know
is.
The answer. I can't stump you, Chef.
Okay. Well, you also had another one about Hispanic food. And real quick, David P. also mentioned, along the Mississippi River, another communal thing is the catfish fry.
Okay. I have yet to experience that.
We need to take you out to Rocky Creek over in Loosedale sometime.
Okay.
Which is one of the few places that I ate recently.
Yeah. I still haven't made it there. You go out 98 to, what is it, 63 that goes up to Leakesville or something?
And you don't even have, it's like the first traffic light inside Mississippi, and it's called Rocky Creek Road.
And you turn right.
Yep, at Rocky Creek
and
Hotel.
And about how far, 3 or 4 miles?
Yeah, I'd say probably, it feels like 20, but it's the country, so it's probably a mile and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful drive. And then you get to another road, I forget the name of it, but you hang a right, and then you can't miss the catfish house because it probably seats 600 people.
Yeah, let me ask my question real quick. Yeah.
Your Mexican question?
Yeah, yeah. my wife and I like to do a lot of cruises, and if you go out of New Orleans and now Mobile, you're going to the Yucatan. And like we ate at the back door in that city on Cozumel. I never can remember the name of the city itself. But then over on the eastern side, the Caribbean side of the island, there was Señor Iguana's mm-hmm. restaurant. And we went in, and the menu looked like a typical Mexican restaurant.
Here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we ordered things that we kind of knew what they were. The thing that amazed us was that it really wasn't spicy.
It all depends on the region. Mexico, Italy, take your pick. They're all just like America. We have specific foods to the southeast.
Yeah.
But Texas is different. Okay?
So it's got the same. And my question, is that the difference between Tex-Mex and authentic Mexican food?
No, it's more regional. It's more specified than that. Because that Yucatan area may not be as spicy, but you go a little further closer to the equator,
mm-hmm.
and the heat's going to go up. There is an anthropological link to races or groups of people that eat spicy foods,
mm-hmm.
and their ancestral location to the equator. The closer they are to the equator, the more likely they are to eat spicy foods, because spicy foods generate sweating, and sweating cools you off.
And also enhances being a Latin lover, no doubt. Put a little fire in.
Yeah. But the biggest difference between Tex-Mex and true Mexican is the crunchiness of tortillas, frying them,
mm-hmm.
Yellow cheese. That's a big difference. There's beans with everything. We use utensils to eat in Mexico. They use tortillas to eat everything.
Right.
Soup, everything. It's just they got a tortilla. They just run it through. Everything's a dip, which is a wonderful way to eat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I
Less
will say that
too.
The food was good. It was just different than we expected.
Now, Caitlin, if you wanted to have one of us rednecks come out there and you wanted to show him real L.A., not Hollywood, not Beverly Hills, which, by the way, I was surprised at how nice everyone was in Beverly Hills. The only rude people I encountered in L.A. was at the Umami Burger in Hollywood. And they just treated you like you should be thanking God they allowed you to come in and order a burger from them.
See, I see that all over Los Angeles. You must have just got lucky.
Yeah.
I love Los Angeles.
Well, keep in mind the circle that I run in is not going to be a bunch of wannabe actors and movie stars. It's people who went out there to cook. So I'm in a different light. But you were saying?
I forgot what I was saying.
Oh, if someone came out to L.A. and you wanted to show them a real L.A. experience, it's probably not going to be Santa Monica Pier. It's probably not going to be Hollywood. Koreatown.
Yeah,
Saigon.
I probably would take them to Santa Monica Pier and Venice Beach. I mean, that's...
Because there is a food thing going on there that's specific?
Right.
Okay, I know there's a barbecue place
there. There's a huge
there,
food truck revolution going on out there, too, everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, it really started in L.A. with the Korean... Help me out, the Korean burrito place, Korean taco place?
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
The guy who owns it was the consultant on the movie Chef.
Okay.
About the chef that left his fine dining Beverly Hills restaurant and opened a food truck.
Oh.
If you haven't seen it, it's phenomenal. It's on
I've
Netflix.
Been wanting to see it. And
go
I
ahead
haven't.
And watch it. It's really good, and you'll recognize some people in it from our industry. But if there was one restaurant, one place to give people this is what life is like, not the profound life, is it a little dump? A little dive?
Always. It's always the little hole-in-the-wall looking places where you're going to get the best food Mama's and the best food. Service. Yeah. I mean, there's a handful of them. I mean, I don't have one specific. Right. I didn't grow up really in Los Angeles. Los Angeles
was
more of the suburbs of L.A.
The real L.A.
Like the Valley area kind
of. San Bernardino. My friend Average
San Fernando.
Betty. San Fernando, right. But anyway, we
and
need to go
north
a break.
Of that,
but
so.
we're gonna pick back up with Caitlin when she comes back. And David, it's radio, man. You don't know if she's pretty or not. You just have to take my word for it.
Use your imagination.
Oh, but we're headed
theater of the mind.
If y'all want to ask Caitlin a question about life in California, 343-0106. And don't forget
go ahead.
Don't forget to drop by our Facebook page, facebook.com/sipandchew.
And I was just going to add that we're using a couple of bumps this morning to just say a farewell to Greg Allman, who passed on Saturday with complications of liver cancer at 69.
He passed on Miles Davis's birthday.
I did not know that.
Camper or RV, you understand how important it is to get it serviced regularly. It can mean the difference between a great weekend and a really bad one. Be ready for your trip and save during the preseason service special going on now at White Sands RV in Summerdale. Get a multi-point inspection for only $142.
That's a 20% savings.
Hurry, make your service appointment today, valid through the end of June. Call 986-3330 today or visit whitesandsrv.com. Save 20% during the preseason service special at White Sands RV in Summerdale.
If you're on Medicare and have a fixed income, there are benefit programs that can help you make ends meet. Find out if you're eligible for help with your Medicare premiums, electric bills, even groceries. Call your local area agency on aging at 888-993-4529 or visit findseniorbenefits.org to see if you qualify. It's free and confidential. That's 888-993-4529.
Brought to you by the South Alabama Regional Planning Commission and the National Council on Aging.
Is your AC not keeping up with rising temperatures? I'm Donnie Batchelor with T. Batchelor & Son. Everyone knows somebody in the business, but will they be there when you need them? You can trust T. Batchelor & Son for reliable quality service. In business for over 30 years, we're locally owned and operated with guaranteed pricing and no surprise charges. And now through June 30th, Bryant is offering the Bryant Bonus Rebate. Bryant, whatever it takes. Call T. Batchelor & Son today. We stand behind our work. Mention this ad for a special discount. 639-9234.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? That's always the issue right now, until now. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites with just one click. Then their powerful technology efficiently matches the right people to your job better than anyone else. That's why ZipRecruiter's different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. In fact, over 80% of the jobs posted at ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. So no juggling emails or calls to your office. Simply screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. All right, so find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates for immediate results. And right now, listeners to Midday Mobile, post your job on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. All you do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/WAVH. That's ZipRecruiter/WAVH. One more time to try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/WAVH.
Big changes this year in Washington, but how will that affect you? Don Moore explains how to adjust your retirement strategy to make sure you're prepared. Listen to the Retirement Peace Roadmap Radio Show, Sunday afternoon at 2, here on FM Talk 106.5.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All them cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight. When it gets drunk, start singing all night, drinking wine,
spooty-ooty.
Caitlin, you can sing along if you'd like. If you know the words.
I doubt she knows the words to this. This is so obscure, I didn't know it until it became the theme of the show. Mike knew it, though, because he was there when these boys were born.
And he's got the sack of empty wine bottles to prove it.
Oh, yeah. Wine spodiore. And Joey, Caitlin insisted I read this one on air. All women are beautiful in their own way, plus Caitlin has a beautiful voice. Therefore, you can tell she is probably pretty. Oh, Joey, you should see her cheeks right now. She doesn't need any makeup.
Those unsolicited compliments are always welcome.
Okay. So on our food and drink scene here, since you've been here on the red night every hour for a while.
I love it.
What is it that being from L.A. that you go, this is something I wish I could take back to L.A. and introduce them to? Is there anything like that you went, people in L.A. need to see this?
White sand beaches.
Etouffee, yeah. And gumbo, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know what... I went to a chili cook-off, like, the first week I moved here. And I went to this booth, and she's like, all we have is the etouffee. I said, huh? What? I had to ask her four times, what is this called again? And it was amazing.
Etouffee, yeah.
Did I say it wrong?
No.
It's a shorty.
That's my Valley Girl version.
That is the not from Louisiana version.
Okay.
In New Orleans is etouffee. Etouffee.
Okay.
If you ever listen to Harry Connick Jr., and he's got a beautiful song, it's more modern funk infused, but it's called City Beneath the Sea. And he sings about, and you smell the etouffee. So he pronounces it correctly. If that's how Harry Connick Jr. says it, folks, that's how they say it.
I'm going to go by Harry Connick Jr.
Yeah. The album is called The Star Turtle, and it was a separation from the old Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby style that made him famous initially. Mm-hmm. Moved more into the New Orleans funk jazz, like the Funky Meters, who he references in one of the songs as well. Great album. Been a fan of Harry Connick Jr. since he's like 14 years old, playing on Johnny Carson's show. Just love it. And just a gold New Orleans boy. I have seen some documentaries after Katrina, where he went out with the media and took them into the real bayou,
mm-hmm.
and he was translating bayou English to real English.
Oh, wow.
Because I've been in cabs, and I'm sure Charlie's experienced this too, in New Orleans, where you haven't got a clue what the cab driver's saying. But we have another special guest, Caitlin. Not Bill.
Oh.
Next. On the radio, we have our good friend of the show, John from Fish River. Caitlin, hang on to your hat, sissy.
A legend in his own mind.
Yeah,
in my own mind, exactly.
How are things at the end of the road grill?
How's things going for you down here now?
What now?
I asked Caitlin, how's she doing? How are things going for her down here now? Is she starting to adjust?
I'm awesome. I love it here. I'm never going back.
That's what they all say, but yeah. Something always turns them back.
Well, you know, when mama calls, we all know that phrase. But hey, John, think about this. No one has ever retired in the South and moved to Michigan. No one has ever retired in the South and moved to New York.
Nope, I can't say that. I know anybody who has.
Say what you will about the South, but no one retires here and moves to the rest of the country. It's vice versa.
Yes. Caitlin, she maybe you need to come over here and show me some of your mixology.
Mixology. She's 10 years since bartending, man. She's probably got to knock the rust off or she makes some stuff up.
You can just about throw anything in a glass now and call it a fancy name and hipsters won't drink it.
Well, you put a piece of dry ice in it and the smoke pours over the side. They're all for it. Or put sparklers in it.
Have you ever had a tequila sunset?
Tequila sunrise.
Sunrise, but there's also what I make is called a tequila sunset.
What does that do? Knock you out?
Yeah.
One of those, you're kind of gone to bed. That's your last.
Like a liquid Quaalude?
Drink. Yeah.
Why don't you tell Caitlin real quick what your signature dish is on the, that you've done for this show before?
Well, whiskey chicken, wine chicken.
Some kind of turkey
bread,
with turkey?
Various ways.
Yeah, wild turkey turkey?
Oh, yeah.
Chicken
wild
fried chicken?
Turkey with turkey. And I also took a stab at tequila turkey. That didn't turn out too well. I still need to kind of perfect that.
But that whiskey chicken is fine stuff.
Yes, it can be if it's done right. And you use the right whiskey or bourbon. You know, I've talked about different whiskeys cooked different ways and leave different tastes behind.
Right, because they absorb so much of their flavor from the wooden barrel that they're in. They go in as vodka. And a lot of people don't know that. All your brown spirits start out as vodka.
Never heard of that. I'd have to think that.
Yeah. Yeah, all whiskeys, all spirits start out that way. Even gin is the first flavored vodka. It's juniper berry flavored vodka.
Yeah, juniper berries, yes, correct, correct. Right. I'm having a hard time keeping track.
Well, yeah, three or four glasses in, it's kind of hard too, isn't it?
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. But, Caitlin, we hope you enjoy your stay down here, and don't cast judgment on all of us just by what one or two people do.
Mike's not even here, man. Mike's not even here.
Very unique and very good flavors down here.
Had he been here, she may have purchased her ticket to the coast.
She doesn't know it. She met Mike.
I did?
At the grand opening of Bellisera Gardens.
Oh, okay.
Older gentleman with a girlfriend about your age and sporting a little gray goat.
There are so many people. Yeah, and like I said, or you said, it had been like 10 years, so I was like...
Well, tell John real quick. Was the food any good at the event?
The food was great. I got to have, it was delicious.
I snuckered
really
a few
wish
pieces.
I could have made that. But,
we'll get you back out there.
Conditions just did not allow it. I was disappointed in myself.
That's okay, John. But, hey, we're getting ready to wrap it up. Tell me what you're working on today at the end of the road bar.
You know, I've had a bad problem with sugar and salt here in the last 3 weeks, month.
Mm-hmm.
And the rotisserie chickens... I got to do away with those things.
Yeah, they grind
and,
the crap out.
Go back to, cooking on the grill with smoke and letting the smoke add the flavor, cut back on the salt, and come up with other spices in place of the salt.
Garlic powder is your best
garlic
friend.
Garlic powder. Oh, speaking of, it's on its way, Stu.
Oh.
It's on its way.
Say it real quick because we got to go, brother.
Provolone,
John. Provolone. Folks, Caitlin, thank you for being here and making this place not nearly as testosterone-y. Mike, feel better. Charlie?
Is that Italian? Testosterone-y?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a salami. Provolone.
Provolone. E. Get a table near the street in our